we're trying to start this recording without giggling too much, to be honest.
Together.
We already sang that a few weeks ago, and we decided then that we cannot afford the cost of any music on this podcast. But hey,
nice
welcome.
To have you back.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And you. So we're back together. I had a little pause last week. Life just got a bit busy, but everything should be okay.
I think I held it together. I think I was all right. I didn't swear.
I was proud of you.
Oh, were you? Thanks.
You know what? It was just like having my little Anna consultant head that I can listen to that episode whenever I want.
Oh, did it help?
It did help.
Oh, good.
It did.
We only had 4 listeners last week, so obviously it wasn't that good.
So welcome to Slimmer World podcast. So obviously we always encourage people, go use your group as your first port of call. However, we aim to be a little group away from group. And just a reminder, look, we're not doctors. So if something's not quite right and you're not sure, go check it out. Ask your consultant, ask your doctor. But what we are is hopefully a little spoonful of motivation. Bite-sized mojo, I think, is what we used to say,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Little chunks, little bites of motivation. Mm. Yeah.
So this podcast is a little bit different. It might sound a bit different if you listen to us on headphones, because basically we're recording on my phone. So forgive us if the quality is a bit weird, but we are once again in my car, in a car park, drinking, well, coffee. What have you got?
I've got a cappuccino.
Yeah. I've got a hot
really
drinks.
Rank.
Is it?
Yeah. It's not a good cappuccino.
It's because she's posh these days. She's moved to a new house and a nice area and she's gone all posh on us now.
Posh, never.
Yeah, well, never. Anna's got a sore throat as well, so yeah. It's all go here today. She's snotting all over my car. What kind of podcast would this be, hey, without Anna snotting and coughing and...
And I got a sponsored toilet roll, didn't
she? She got a sponsored toilet roll. I mean, honestly, she brings it all with us in this car, so... Yeah, it's we are actually really excited because we're almost at the point where this time last year we just were kind of thinking of the idea of doing this podcast, and yeah, we recorded like the first 5 episodes in my kitchen pretty much around this time last year, and we can't believe where we've come now.
Yeah, and it's so mad how far we've come, and hopefully we'll keep you updated in the next few weeks about how far we're going to go.
Yeah, we've got some big plans for 2020, which we're really excited to share with you in the next couple of weeks. But there are some things that you can help us with. A couple of things. So our next episode is going to be the last listener's question of 2019. So members, consultants, if you've got comments, questions, please send a message. You can contact us on Instagram at Slim and World Podcast, or on on email. You can send us an email that way to slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. So get those in as soon as you can. We're going to be recording it just in the last week of December, which is mad.
Yeah. Which is just around the corner,
yeah.
Isn't it?
The other thing that you can also help us with, something that we're going to be able to talk about more in January, but we are looking for your stories of things that have happened in group that have really touched your heart. Has somebody helped you? Has a consultant gone out of their way? Or even consultants, has a member gone out of their way to just check that you're okay? That kind of family feel that we can kind of have within group. We'll be able to explain a little bit more. But if you've got one of those stories, can you just please drop us a note and let us know that story? It's just something. I mean, I know as someone at the moment, I'm kind of being a bit rogue because I've moved away from Anna. I've got my new house. I've been going to different groups and...
I don't know who she thinks she is.
Yeah. But it's been really nice just to meet different people and see things from different perspective. I feel a bit of a nomad when it comes to finding my group and finding the right time and finding the right location that works for me. And also sometimes it's about finding the right consultant that kind of gets
100%.
You.
So still haven't found that, have you?
Whatever. But one of my last weigh-ins for this year, I'm going to go back to Anna. I'm going back to weigh Anna
Christmas
on Friday.
Yay! Yeah, you couldn't not because you're doing an award, aren't you?
I am super close to my 5.5-stone award. Oh, and my aim was to get it nailed before the end of the year. So it would be great if I could get it this week or next week.
I think you need to weigh again in your Jerry dress. I think you need to do that.
Yeah, maybe.
For the last weigh-in.
Maybe.
Come on. I'm going to think she's thinking it's cold. There's not much of that dress, aren't
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, back to today.
Yeah, it's that time of year, isn't it, where a lot of us are reflecting, and Anna was laughing at me because on New Year's
About
Eve...
which bit?
New Year's Eve, I'm doing this quite hippie thing, which is called a visioning party, where I'm gathering a few of my friends and... We are... Stop laughing. I know it's a terrible title. I've got to think of a better title. But basically, it's a way of kind of capturing the beautiful things that have happened in, during the year.
It's really cute.
Letting go of things that no longer serve us and then setting down our hopes for what we hope the next year will bring.
I love really
and asking
like it.
The universe... You stop being sarcastic.
No, I do really like it. I do similar things with
It just needs a better
numbers.
Title. Is that what it is?
Yeah. I think the way you proposed it made it sound a little bit more hippie than actually what you meant. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but I think that what you're saying is so powerful, casting aside what's not going to serve you anymore and bringing in another good.
Yeah,
that's what you meant, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Try not to swear and laugh.
Anyway, it's that time of year where you start to kind of think back and think, wow, what's happened over the last year? What do I like? What am I not so sure about? And sometimes we kind of jump straight into the New Year's resolutions. And we thought it was really powerful to kind of just take a post-it note and piece of paper. You know how we'd love to do a bit of writing on this. And just kind of stop and think, what three things have been wins for you in 2019? You know, and we've kind of just been doing a bit of a car journey. So we've been thinking, what would our three wins be? And it's been mega years for both of us, actually, when we start. We've done mega adulting this year.
Serious? I'm ready to be a kid. I'm over being so grown up this year, aren't you?
No, I'm loving it. For the
Why
first time,
you?
I feel like I'm adulting and I feel like I'm finally... I've got control of the reins of my life rather than just existing.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, I'm just a bit knackered, I think. I just like
sure.
a 2-week Caribbean cruise and I think I'd come back refreshed.
Yeah.
But no, we've had amazing years, haven't we? If you look at our years, they've been personally, professionally, financially, they've been huge, haven't they?
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
And I'm proud of you too.
Well done, Claire. Yeah. I'd hug you, but I might snot on you.
Yeah, thanks. But, you know, we were thinking it doesn't have to be about weight loss.
No.
You know, let's just step away from the shiny stickers and the certificates for a moment. That's obviously, like, everyone who's listened to this, that's, like, a big part of why we're doing Slimmer World and a big focus. And it's clearly all the goal that we're working towards. But sometimes you have to kind of think of the bigger pictures. And, you know, like, one of my wins has just been... There's, you know, 7 months of, like, buying my first house, of negotiations. And it was emotionally so challenging because every hurdle I hit, I just thought, well, maybe I don't deserve this house. Maybe I shouldn't be buying a house.
Okay.
And my gut reaction was, I want to eat. And, you know, my default had always been to emotionally eat. And this year I really kind of worked through and pushed through and tried to find a different way of handling that stress, and I actually ended up losing weight this year when actually there were so many things that went against me where I could have just walked away from group and Slimming World, and I chose not to. I chose to stick with the journey no matter what, and it's a bit of a
had a drink, Claire, as well.
And that's another win, yeah, to, you know, to kind of not got through my alcohol challenge of not drinking for a year and then continue it.
Yeah.
I've just found like a different way to handle emotions, and that feels
do you punch
like
people now. Is that what you do?
I don't punch people.
Good, I'm
no.
so glad. Well
actually,
done.
I don't get to the point where I need to punch people,
and that's the difference.
And that's the difference. Because actually, sometimes when you swallow the pain and the sadness, and you don't really kind of deal with it, then it blows up into this big thing, and then of course you're going to go and have 20 pizzas and 5 cakes and 2 bottles of wine just because you don't want to think about it because it's
just
too overwhelming.
Yeah. So do you think you've become more emotionally grown up this year as well then? Dealt with your emotions in a different way?
I think I've learnt new languages of how to, how to handle emotions. Also, I think I've just learnt that actually it's okay to be sad sometimes. It's a perfectly valid emotion.
Yeah.
And that's all right. And before, I think I was like, oh, I don't like sad. I don't like being crying. Come on, just put up and shut up and just get on with it. Don't think about it. Don't think about it. Oh, God, I just thought about it. Ah!
Yes,
and I didn't really know what to do with it. And it's just like, actually, the handling of the heavy stuff sometimes is not as bad as thinking about it.
We were just talking about this, weren't we? Sometimes it's far worse in your head than it is in reality, and actually conquering it and facing it is a much better thing psychologically than thinking, I can't, I'm going to bury it. Mm. I think you should be proud.
Thanks. What are some of your wins then?
Do you know what I'm really proud of? Because obviously my health's not been so great this year. It's been a bit of a tough year. I don't know if you'd noticed. Mm. I'm proud of my members because actually I've been in and out of group quite a lot this year, and my members have stuck by each other and they've kept going with their weight loss journey. Because I think sometimes when your consultant is on and off group and poorly, it can be really easy to go, oh, she's not there, I'm not there. I'm really proud of them and how they've kept going. And some of the achievements this year, we've had babies that have been born from IVF. We've had people who've literally, we've had one girl that came off the lung transplant list. Do you know what I mean? We've had so many amazing things happen. And I'm just proud of them for their determination. Like, all of them are spectacular. I've got a brand new group that only opened in July, and they have become the cutest, most adorable, loving, supportive community, my Friday morning gang. And I'm just so proud to be like their bus conductor. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Not their leader, because I'm not. I'm like their facilitator. Mm. Is that a word? Mm. And I'm just proud that they're my gang, that they're my members, and that they're still here.
Yeah, but are you not also proud that you built that? You created that group and have created that structure for that to exist.
Yeah, but I don't think it's about me. I think it's about, I'm just one part of that jigsaw, but they've come together with each other. Mm. I'm just like the conductor. So yeah. I'm very proud of them for that. I'm proud of Team Chawton, gang. Every single one of you beauties. Whether or not you're flying in your weight loss journey, you're clinging on by your little tiny nails, mm-hmm. I'm proud of you that you're still there and part of the team. And anyone who's maybe taken a little bit of a sabbatical, I'm proud of you too, because I know you'll be back. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Team Chawton, I'm proud of them.
Yeah. What else are we proud of?
Well, I'm proud that I've kept a child alive again. I always feel that's something to celebrate. Like, she's clean, she's fed, she's not been taken away from me, and she's still alive. And do you know what? She eats vegetables. Do you know what I mean? I think for me, this has been, again, another challenging year with everything that's gone on physically. And the fact that we've kept going with her and she's not turned into, like, a wild child. I think being a mum is, like, my biggest but most challenging achievement of my entire life, because I think you, in my head before I became a mum, I had all those things, and like mums and dads out there and parents will know, like, you think they're going to be fed organic, they're never having a dummy, they're not going to know what sugar is. Daisy lives on sugar, she's eaten well-known fry food, she doesn't go to bed on time, and she wears socks that don't match, but it doesn't really matter. Mm. Do you know what I mean? You think you're going to be this type of parent and you're going to read them amazing stories. Well, actually, she sometimes goes to bed with the iPhone on and the lights on, still in her trousers from nursery, and it's okay. So yeah, I'm just proud that we've still got her.
Yeah, yeah.
So bloody hard being a parent. I rate anyone that has a one child but multiple children, like more than one.
Yeah.
Unless they're old enough to look after the other ones, you must be nuts. Mm. I've got a member, God bless her, she's incredible. She's about to have baby number 5. She loves it.
Wow.
She absolutely loves it. I was made for one child. I can just about cope with a husband and 2 dogs.
I mean, it's mad, isn't it?
You've become an auntie.
I've become an auntie, yeah. But, you know, I suppose my perspective is that I don't have a significant other, I don't have children, and then I've bought this house on my own, I run my own business, which I've built up in the last 2 years.
That's harder than a kid.
And losing weight on my own, cooking on my own, and actually, I feel
being
like...
Being vegan,
yeah. But I feel like a deep sense of achievement that I can do this on my own. And I still really touched that one of, like, our most listened to and talked about episodes is the one that was Embrace the Loneliness.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think that's...
That. We were on a park bench, weren't we?
We were somewhere. We were in park.
Gatley.
Yeah.
And it was raining.
And we sat on the floor.
Oh, that no, one. That was another one. We were actually on a bench. You let me sit on a bench for that
oh,
one.
Oh, God.
I had white Converse on and a white top, and you were like, what are you doing?
But you know what? I think the one thing that I do consider it a win that so many of you who listen to this podcast reach out to us and you send us messages and say, I don't normally send podcast people a message. I don't normally listen to podcasts, but I just wanted to say, and actually that is really powerful, because I think that's really helped. Well, you as a listener have helped keep me accountable in my weight loss journey, because Anna does this as a job. I'm a member. I can walk away from my Slimming World journey at any point. I don't have to.
Can you?
Well, Anna knows
Not
where
now,
I live.
Yeah.
Actually, you don't know where I live at the moment.
No, I don't need a new address. Oh, no, I do.
Oh, right. Yeah. Thanks. So, you know, it's the having the podcast has really opened my eyes to know that actually there are other people who are doing the weight loss thing who are struggling with emotional eating, with depression, mental health, with loneliness, with doing things on their own, who've been trapped in cycles for many, many years, who find it quite overwhelming learning new recipes, and to know that what I'm experiencing as an ordinary member is same as some of the listeners has completely changed my whole perspective and made me feel part of a community that I can't believe that this time last year this podcast wasn't even like dreamt of or anything we could hope of. So I'll stick that down as a win.
I'm proud of this though, aren't you? Like, I'm proud of a little kind of thought that you had and you went, oh, should we do a podcast? I was like, all right then. And look, are you not proud of where we've come? I'm so humbled by it. I'm so humbled that people even listen, and that they don't, like, people like walk in the door of a Slimming World group and they get the consultant they get and they go, okay, right, she's my consultant. And yeah, if you don't like it, they may change consultants, but people are choosing to listen to us, Claire. Like, they're choosing their commute to listen to us, and I'm so proud of us for that. And I'm proud of what we've created.
Oh God, pass me the sick bucket.
Oh, shut up, you. Didn't say I was proud of you. I said I was proud of the podcast.
so that's kind of a few wins. So you got any more wins?
Yeah.
Go on, Em.
Can I tell you what I'm really proud of? I now chop vegetables. Like, my members know that I was always the girl that bought everything ready chopped, right? Always. I invested in a really expensive knife, bought a house, so my own kitchen, and it's forced me to chop. Do you know what Daisy's favourite thing to do with Mummy now is?
What?
Can we chop vegetables, Mummy? Can we chop vegetables? Like, I know that sounds really silly, but what my new house, my new kitchen's given me is that I didn't have it before, like a dining table and a sense of a little family, sit down and have meals and cook, and Daisy's really interested in cooking, and it's, I'm proud that I've got the knife out. Like, do you know what I mean?
Not with, like, not giving Daisy. Yeah,
no, Daisy has a plastic knife and a plastic chopping
board. I did see
board.
Her chopping some, what was it, potatoes the other day. There was not much chopping going on, but her
but she thinks
her
she's
effort
doing
was,
it. Yeah. You know. And she gets the, like, food scrapes basket and she puts everything in it and she opens the fridge, what can we chop today?
Oh,
very cute. So, yeah, I'm proud of chopping. Well-known supermarkets are not proud of me chopping because I think my local supermarket is probably going to go bankrupt because I bought everything chopped. I used to probably spend £30 or £40 a week on ready chopped vegetables.
You know what? I don't knock it. I don't mind. I mean, for me, having getting the quick soup mixers ready, leek and potato soup mix, boom, throw it in, add a tin of boiled beans. Why not?
But when your child doesn't know that an apple comes in a round whole fruit,
and she
thinks it's in a bag, you know what? You know what I mean?
Sure.
When she asks me, "What's that?" It's melon, Mummy. No, melon comes in the packet.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean?
I get that.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a big part of me, like, learning. When I joined Slimming World 7 years ago as a member. And just kind of like going through that cycle of like, oh gosh, that's what that is. And having to Google things to know what does it look like.
It's mad.
Don't know what this fruit is.
Before Google? Or other well-known search engines.
Talk to people. Ask people.
Well, we had Encyclopedia Britannica. Did anybody else have that?
Oh my God, yeah. And I always remember I couldn't look at the pictures with the spiders on.
I remember just thinking we were so rich when we weren't because Mum and Dad bought Encyclopedia Britannica, but it took them 12 years to pay it off. Do you know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah. And by that point, it was so outdated, you didn't even use it. Another thing I'm proud of, for me, I've been filled with the most horrendous drugs this year, not in a good way.
And legal like, ones, right?
Yeah,
just
legal
to clarify.
Ones that have broken...
Disclaimer.
Yeah, that have destroyed my body but saved my life. Like, I don't think I realised how seriously ill I was until I got better. And I think what I'm proud of myself is that, my face is swollen up, my hair started to fall out. I've managed to be end the year £7.5 lighter than I started. I'm not a target, but I didn't, like you, with the emotional eating, go and eat all the cake and hit the things that I would normally hit. I've tried to find the passion for free food, and while some days I haven't been able to eat, it's I've still tried to keep that focus. So I'm quite proud that I've not put 14 stone on.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's hard. And it's hard not to beat yourself up. Like, I look in the mirror now and I'm really quite sad at what I see, because I don't see the person I want to be. I just see, like, how poorly I feel and what I look like. But I'm just proud that, A, I'm alive, and B, I haven't let it all go. So 2020 is going to be a better year. But it just goes to anyone out there who is absolutely packed full of steroids like I've been, and on these horrible drugs. Like, don't give up hope and don't give up on your weight loss dreams just because of the drugs, because it will get better.
There's a lot of hurdles that come at us in life, isn't there? But sometimes it's great before you jump onto the next goal and the next stone award to just stop and think, hey, I just did that thing. I just did this year. And if I had to sum up this year in three sentences, what would it be? And what am I gonna remember about 2019 in the years to come?
Do you know what? I was saying this in group about buffets and how you won't remember the buffet in a week, but you remember the £4 weight gain. And I think it is, in the whole weight loss journey, it's remembering those things that you're proud of. And it might not come in the numbers, it might come in the fact that, do you know what, we went and had that shopping experience and you went how many dress sizes down. Like, the fact that actually this is the first Christmas you've not eaten, I don't know, four trays of mince pies back to back. Like, find the small wins and find the things that you're really going to be proud of yourself for, because they're building good habits, aren't they?
Yeah. And hey, if you're listening to this in 2020 and you're catching up on a back catalogue, because we know so many of you seem to love going back to the start, don't put that pressure on yourself,
so
by
weird,
the way.
Isn't it?
You just meant the point of the titles is you flick through and listen to what is relevant to you at that time.
But I've got a member who said she just started listening. She's like, I've got to hear them all, because what happens if I miss something out? Like, I could miss a gem. I was like, that's a fair point, but don't put yourself under pressure. She's trying to do five a day. It's not like fruit and veg. It's okay. There's not a minimum spend.
I think if we went back and listened to some of our podcasts, we'd be like, oh God, I forgot that I said
no,
that.
No, I did listen back to one and I was like, I can't listen. You know, it's like when you used to have a video camera when you were little and you'd look back. That's what I felt like. You know, like when Westlife, they play, and Boyzone, they play those videos of when they first started singing. That's how I feel.
Oh God. Well, actually, and some of our very first videos are on Instagram still, where we were like just working out how to use Instagram. I mean, I think we look a bit more pro now, don't we? We've got a theme.
Well, yeah, but we also like dress appropriately. Like, I think I had just got out of bed and literally was probably still in my pajamas.
I think our first video, I'd just been crying.
Yeah.
So I had bleary red eyes.
I had really bad hair. Yeah. It's just, do you know what? I think that's the thing about us, though. I think we've really tried to be real and honest. And there are times when we look super glamorous, but 9 times out of 10 for me, I'm in my tracksuit bottoms with a mum bun. Do you know what I mean?
Someone actually sent us a lovely message telling the TV commissioners to take note and that we should have our own TV show to be a great role model, because she's saying that she gets her daughters to listen.
Oh, does she? Oh,
and that was really a lovely, lovely comment. But I don't know whether we'd need to get like a personal stylist and hair and makeup done for each TV show, because we're just... prepped for this. I'm wearing a dress that I've been wearing for 3 days.
Have you had a wash?
I've had a wash, but I'm just like, I've just put different layers on underneath it.
That's
but
all right.
It's got like fluff on it.
It's okay. It's a good job I've got a cold and I can't smell. That's all I'm saying. But you look super glam today.
It's not smell. It's just like, I am
don't know,
what I am.
I can't smell.
I mean, if we were doing this in HD, it wouldn't be so great.
No. But hey, I think something to be proud about is the fact that we are real.
Yes, we are.
We are really
real.
If you could see us right now, we're super real.
Yeah, Anna's been breathing on me.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
The whole time. And she's been breathing on my phone. So I'm going to get a disinfectant wipe on my phone. And
I put my scarf over my face.
Oh, don't cough. Open the door, quick. Oh, my God. You can't. I've locked her in, so she can't.
Oh, I can't get out.
So anyway, next week we'll be back with listeners' questions. Send us your messages, you know, whatever you want. And also, if you want to share with us your post-it note, your three achievements, your three wins of 2019, then we can shout about it for you. Then let us know. and we'll kind of keep you updated on Instagram. And don't forget, if you do have those stories about just little things that have really made your heart smile in group, we
heart
are looking.
Smile.
I like that phrase,
so
right?
Cute. Oh, my little girl, when she told me I looked magnificent and she loved me so much, her heart hurt.
Oh.
How cute was that? And then she'd, do I get the day off nursery? That's how clever. Because she'd worked out if something hurt, you were poorly sick and didn't have to go to school. I thought, you're not really telling me you love me, because you do, you're just being cunning. But it did like make my heart smile. When should I look magnificent? Where did she learn that word? It's not from me, is it?
It's not from you. No. I mean, if I wanted to play a game of Scrabble against anyone, I'd definitely pick you.
Don't pick the dyslexic, dyspraxic Slimming World consultant to play Scrabble with. I'm called Anna because it's the same forwards as it is backwards. It's like my parents knew I was going to be dyslexic. But hey, you didn't pick me for Scrabble. No.
Anyway,
on that note,
the romantic partnership between us is set to continue for 2020, you'll be pleased to know.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get a better offer.
Let's see how this car journey goes, the rest of it. Have a great Christmas, of course. We are putting this podcast out, oh my God, like, well, just before Christmas.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm just clocking the man next to us. I think he thinks we're like doing something dodgy. He keeps like looking up and winking. Have you seen?
No.
I think we've scored.
Well, it's getting a bit steamy in
this
window. So we better go. Happy Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Great year. And we're off to check out
a great
week. And I'm off to check the hottie out in the car next door. And Anna's coughing and using the That's it. That's the end. It's the end.